All he had was these words. And he was trying to paint this picture for the people that he loved. And he said, hey guys, remember, we're not following something that was just contrived or something that was made up by man. This is the real meal deal. This is the real thing. This is the real thing. And we were there when up there on the mountain, and we saw with our own two eyes, we saw him being radiant and glistening and beautiful. And we fell down and we heard the voice of God. This is my son. Peter was painting a picture. And he says, I want this indelible in your memory. I want you to remember it. Remember it with everything you have. Remember what the prophets wrote. They studied and studied and studied. And they knew the words of the prophets. And these things happened. And continue to happen. And are continuing to happen today. That was Peter's picture. For the readers of whoever was going to read his letter. I don't imagine Peter had any idea that we'd be talking about his picture a couple thousand years later. But we are, and we do, and we will. Because it is the truth. It is the truth. This morning, with the help of Sarah and Doug Wynn and Pastor Eric, I've put together a little picture book. Now, it's not like the one that my dad had, that he just kept adding onto this reel, this 8-millimeter thing that got... I'm going to break my neck here. It was about that big around. Now, this is just a... We'll call this a collage, okay? And I would like you to take a look at these pictures, because I'm sure they're familiar to you. You've seen them before. And I would like for you to think about where you have seen them. And what you might get from this picture. How you might interpret the picture. This first one is a familiar picture. It's a picture of Joseph and Mary and baby Jesus and some straw. What does this picture? What's the first thing you think about, Ray, when you see this? Christmas. Christmas. Does this remind you of Christmas? Pictures are supposed to generate in our minds some visual images. When I see this picture, I was reminded of a time when I was a little bitty guy, about the size of these little ones that came up here this morning, and were so intent on what Phyllis was saying. So intent, I was taken to church for a Christmas play. And my mother said, you are going to have to get up during this Christmas play, and you're going to have to say something. And it was Scripture. And she gave me my line of Scripture before we got to the church. And she said, now, here's what it is, and she told me, and I tell it back to her. She says, you got it. You'll do a good job. Patted me on the head, and off I went. My first time was around that picture of being up there as a part of a church service. Suffer not the little children. Let them come unto me. Where did you see this picture for the first time? Anybody? Vacation Bible school? Sunday school? This is a familiar picture. You remember looking at this picture in Sunday school or vacation Bible school and thinking, that's Jesus, and that could be me. Now, this is an old picture, old grainy picture. Sarah and I just about didn't put this one in. We thought that this was too grainy, wouldn't show up too well. But it's an important picture, because Jesus had just come down from the Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes,